Welcome to the Quest Fishing Adventures podcast, season 2. How are you doing, everybody? And welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. And as you guys have seen already, we're back perch fishing on the Grand Union Canal in Watford. An opportunity has arisen today, and I'm able to do probably about 2 hours fishing tonight. So literally, I'm going to fish up to dark, and I might even go into dark a little tiny bit. We will see how it's going anyway. So I'm pretty much just going to head down to the spot where I went the last time, and I caught all them perch from, and give that spot, probably just solely that spot, a go tonight. Same rig, same method, float rod and dendrobenium worm. So let's see what we can do, guys. I do foresee this podcast not being long because we're only going to be fishing for a couple of hours, and we're not going to be moving spots. Well, at the moment, I don't plan to move spots. But hopefully we can learn more about perch fishing on this spot and this float setup that we're using. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we're going to put a nice big chunky like 2 pound perch on the bank. You never know. But continue to listen, guys, and hopefully that'll be the case. So let's find out. Well, guys, it's 20 past six and I'm here. Well, I've been here 15 minutes really having a plop around, trying to make a few adjustments on the float setup. As I said, I was going to switch back to what I fished last week, which was that peacock float, which takes 3 BBs. So I tried that, and I literally, normally, well, last week I had just one massive shot at the bottom. I think it was like a treble A or something, just to sink it, and how I'd fish my carp fishing. So I thought I'd change that slightly. I tried it first of all, and I thought, oh, I'm going to change that. I feel like it's too heavy bottom, right at the bottom. And I think if I get a big perch, that won't be a problem, but there's quite a few small perch here, so I'm gonna try and get through the numbers if I'm fortunate enough. So I switched to using 4 BBs and like patterned it up near the bottom so I could get the weight to cast it out. But in theory, once the perch picks up the worm, I should notice it easier and quicker and be able to strike into it fairly quick. But yeah, that's what I'm trying at the moment. I've already had one, if I'm honest with you. Not a big one, just a really little perch. But obviously I'm super buzzing about it because I haven't blanked and I've come here to catch perch, and you know, that was the intended species, and I've already had one. So super buzzing that this spot is so close to my house, to be honest with you. It's actually really close. Yeah, so that's awesome. So yeah, right, let's crack on with this. Yeah, 21 minutes past six. It's gonna get dark about 7:30 at the moment. So I've got about 1 hour and 10 minutes here before it gets dark, and let's see what happens, guys. And hopefully we can get a pounder out, because that's my target perch at the moment. If I'm honest with you, it's not my biggest I've had, but that's my target perch, and I put a massive smile on my face. So let's see what happens. I'm definitely getting a lot of knocks. I've had another little one, only a little one. Decided to put a bit of pellet out now. What's time? It's now 31 minutes past six. So I'm going to chuck a bit of pellet out, which has got some worm extract mixed in with it. So, you know, hopefully that might help bring on the little fish, and, you know, maybe the worm extract to help attract the perch in. But we'll see. So let's see what happens. Well, it's just gone 5 to 7. I've just put another one back. Probably the biggest one out of the bunch so far. At least they're starting to get bigger. There's a lot of the toe on the canal keeps changing. So clearly people are opening up gates, which is making it really frustrating with the float to keep it in a nice position. But so I'm having to contend with that. So, but, you know, hopefully soon that should calm down as people start to like settle down and start, I guess, making dinner and stuff and stop moving up the canal. So yeah, 5 to 7, probably got another 35 minutes before it gets dark. So let's see what we can get out. Come on, and really want that pound perch. So please, perch gods, come on. Well, guys, that is the end of the session now. Just gone 7:30. I have actually packed up and I'm walking back to the car. Didn't catch any more perch from the last segment. But what I want to go over, what's really interesting, is the perch definitely seem to start feeding like later on in the evening, like early dusk. But as soon as it gets to a certain point with the sun going down, they just switch off and they stop feeding. Like, I've noticed that in the last few trips. Very interesting. So that's one thing I'm taking away and I've learned on this. It's definitely the time to come. You've just got that small window. Well, not as if you can't catch perch in the day, because I have caught perch in the day. But it just feels like from past experience that I seem to get the better fish, or I'm having the better results, like, you know, these later sessions. Probably maybe I need to try early mornings as well a bit more, well, more than I have done this year, because I think that will produce the same results. And I think a massive part of that, I'm just putting this in my head as I say it, a massive part of that is I'm fishing a canal, and canal paths get busy, boats go over, people walk past. That was a problem today, not the people, but people opening locks, and it was changing the current on the water, which I couldn't, the float just wasn't staying still most of the time, and I just feel like the presentation wasn't right. So that's one big interesting thing I learned from this trip. I also did change my my shot pattern, and I put the four BB weights all together down the bottom again, because I was getting knocks, and it was just hard to work out when to strike, because I know, you know, perch sometimes they just, when you're fishing worm, they pick the worm and just swim off without even like sucking it down. So half the time, well, I don't know what half top percentage was sharply. Some of the time I didn't know what was a bite to strike into or not. So that was interesting. So I changed it back down to that, and I did have a fish on the back of that. But it wasn't enough time to test it, as you guys know, because I was literally fishing, what, you know, what, an hour and whatever it was, not at all, nothing at all. I will obviously come again. I will do it. I want to get the lure rod out. But yeah, so that's it for this session. Just a quick one for you as well. Tomorrow night fishing Legends Lake. So we'll do a podcast on that. Hopefully we can get a stonker out of there. You know, it's a hard, very, 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 very hard lake. So you never know. And then at the weekend, I'm actually fishing. I can't remember if I told you this, guys. At the weekend, I'm fishing with Andrew. I'm not going to tell you everything now, but we're going pike fishing for the day on a different water completely. So yeah, look forward to that one. I'm buzzing about that. I've been getting all my pike stuff ready for that. Got all my deads for that. So I'm buzzing about that. So anyway, you guys, sorry it's a really short one, but obviously some of these are going to be that, because they're just in session podcasts. I really hope you have enjoyed it, though, and you've got something from it, and or you just enjoy listening to my my boring voice and the way my brain works when I think about things and, you know, try and spit it out of my mouth. Anyway, so enough of that. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I really do appreciate the support that everyone's given me and all the listeners. I can see how many people are listening, and it's absolutely amazing, and I never expected that, and I really do appreciate that. So thank you so much for that. So anyway, guys, I'm going to go now. Take care, tight lines, and I shall see you on my next podcast. Thank you so much. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.